actually pretty close to 8 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, and our new found friend, one of the many friends that we have. I hope that she looks upon it the same way. Andrea Metcalf, who is the author of Naked Fitness, a 28-day proven weight loss program for a slimmer, fitter, pain-free body. I'm not sure how much pain she's in. She's in Las Vegas this morning. What kind of pain are you feeling?
Oh, I think it's the pain of being up so early.
Oh, come on. Will you please? Getting up early
People
is good.
People usually feel no pain in Vegas, don't they?
Right.
You're not supposed to, but that's late at night, not early in the morning.
Ah, well, what happens early in the morning is a result of what happens late at night. So,
correct.
The country is covered. There's a heat dome over 1 million square miles across our country is in a heat wave. And this is draining physically very draining. So what sort of things do you advise to people who follow you on your websites, follow the work you do on television, follow the work you do in lectures, setting by example, et cetera, et cetera? What do people do in this heat if they are interested in being conscious of their body and want to be consistent, but in the heat, my heavens, there are all kinds of things that could go wrong, right?
Well, I think we really need to be aware of heat stroke and heat exhaustion. So you need to work out indoors or early in the morning or later at night, and that'll keep the temperature down within your own body. The problem is that heat stroke and heat exhaustion is when your body goes into shock because it can't process because of how overheated it is.
Right.
So work out early.
Work out early and often, as it were.
Exactly.
All right. At the bottom of the homepage at DougSteffen.com, we have our Better Living box, and you are one of our significant contributors. One of the things that we've been carrying is a story or a help on how to balance your social life and your fitness life. Would you describe what you mean by that? When does one come in conflict with another?
Well, I mean, whether it's Vegas or all last week when I had events every single night in Chicago, and you're staying up late and you're not getting enough rest, you still have to be conscious and aware of your health and fitness program. So that blog, Balancing the Rockstar Lifestyle, has to do with the do's and don'ts of what you should be doing when you are staying out late. And that's really be conscious of your fruits and vegetable intake, be conscious of your hydration levels, and really don't, like, forgo those good habits that you've established, even though you've got some fun things on your hands.
Right. Travel and friends being over, things like that, are not excuses for you to get off the wheel. In other words, you're either going to be true to it, you're going to be... we talked about this a little bit when we were all involved in these diets earlier this year. Richie, you and Jennifer and Roberta would get off of it. And with the diet component goes an exercise component. So if you get off the diet and you're off exercise, you're kind of not doing yourself any good. It's work to get back onto the wheel, Andrea. I think that's one of the things that's underscored here, right?
Right. And so don't let yourself slip. Even on those weeks when you're out of town on vacation or just have a lot of events in the evening, still get up early in the morning, go out, get that exercise in, get a walk in, even if it's light exercise, it still counts if it's 30 or 60 minutes, and go out and take a walk.
When you say light, taking a walk, what else is considered light exercise?
I think even, you know, walking in the water, swimming, going for a bike ride. I mean, I've done a lot of bike riding lately, and it doesn't have to be all out push, push, push. It could be just kind of coasting and enjoying some of the scenery as well, which won't be as exhausting as a typical run.
All right. Now, here's how Andrea thinks. I've got enough insight into her, having had her on the program the last couple of months. Everything she does, every time she moves, something benefits on her body. So when you're riding a bike, one doesn't think of the torso as benefiting. There's good cardio. It's good for your legs. What else is it good for? Riding the bike is good for how many different portions of your body?
Actually, riding the bike is also good for your core and your torso.
Yeah.
You're leaning over forward. And if you don't arch your back and drop the belly into the thighs, but rather pull it in and really work on that extended posture, it's a great core workout as well. So, I mean, any exercise that you can do, if you become a little more conscious and aware of where your body is in that position, you can change it up and make it a little more effective.
Make it more effective. Change your body around. Does it make a difference the seats that you sit on the bike?
Well, there's certainly a comfort level with bike seats nowadays, isn't there? I mean,
yeah.
We really... So the skinnier the seat, probably the less comfortable it normally is. But that gives you more of an opportunity to really work that core, lift the chest, and extend the spine, and be light in your fingers when you are biking.
When you're biking, if you have too wide of a seat, it'll make your legs kind of bow out a little bit, which makes it hard to pedal. And the biggest thing that people make mistakes when they're biking is their seat is too low and their tires are flat.
Okay. There is I have a question.
Definitely, you know, the wide seat isn't the issue, Rich. It's really how high or low it is. That's the key point.
It drives me nuts when I see, because the lower your seat is, the higher your knee is going to come above your hips. Mm-hmm. And when
Correct.
You're pushing from that mm-hmm. position, you're using
exactly.
all your thigh, and you're not using the full leg. And this drives me nuts when I see people do this.
See, and I will shy away from bike riding because, and this is not to be weird or graphic, but my nether regions get a little numb, if you get my drift, when I'm riding.
Your nether regions?
I'm trying to be polite, Doug.
What you're talking about, the soft parts underneath. And so, like, it does.
Wait a minute.
In other words, she can't feel her butt, Doug.
Is that what it is?
That's what she's saying, yeah.
Or somewhere else. But, yeah. Jennifer, wear biking shorts and try a different seat, a different shaped seat.
I like the big flat seat.
Yeah, those ones are the worst.
A little bit higher seat as well.
I got an old Schwinn bike that has the old horn.
Schwinn!
Oh, the ones you push backwards to brake? Or do you have handbrakes?
No. You know, you have foot brakes.
Yeah. You push back on the pedals.
Big, wide tires on it. And it has a big, flat, very good, very comfortable seat. So am I liable? And I have an old English bike as well. It has, I don't know, 3 or 4 speeds on it, and it has a little skinny seat, and it's always really uncomfortable. I don't ride that bike much at all. So which one is the better exercise?
They're both good exercises. Not them and use them, actually, Doug. Just having them in the garage isn't enough.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, very
you
cute.
You just have to pedal with them.
Right.
You know, think about fatter, wider tire as opposed to a thin tire, and you'll get a little bit more out of the pedal stroke.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is if you're getting these fatter, wider tires are going to give you more stability if you're riding around and you hit a pothole.
Well, we had a story at DougStephan.com about the guy who rode his bike on the water, and we were all speculating as to how he did that. Did you see
that
at the website, Andrea? There's a picture of a guy riding a bike on the water, and somehow or other we were relating it to... if you're water skiers, you can use fairly thin skis. I've seen people ski on their feet, for heaven's sake. You probably have, too.
Yeah,
probably Andrea's done it. She's done everything else. Have you ever water skied on your feet? Come on. Tell us the truth.
I have not barefooted.
No.
I tried it, but I fell down. So,
really?
You know, I haven't accomplished that yet.
You only tried it once? I'm surprised at you.
I know. I'm going to fly a fighter jet this morning. So
you're going to fly a fighter jet?
I am.
How are you going to pull that off? This ought to be good. How are you going to do that? Where do you have to go to do that?
I'm in Las Vegas. That's where I'm at right now.
Right.
And at 7:30, they're picking us up and taking us out to be in a plane to fly a fighter jet. Kind of an adrenaline rush, but still a lot of upper body strength, control, and stability. And,
is this one of those things where you rent an old-time fighter plane and they go out? Or is this one of those things where, like, the Blue Angels takes the press out and gets you sick?
I will know the report on that next week and tell you the exact details. The website looks like they're fairly modern planes, and we have a course beforehand, and then we'll get up in the plane. It was instead of doing a helicopter ride, it's a little more strength.
Right. The helicopter ride is out there is kind of boring, actually.
You know,
I'm out there. I have to go out there this weekend, as a matter of fact. And I'm usually there 4 or 5 times a year, and I always drive by the helipads and think, ugh, what a... So you go see a bunch of rocks. Oh, it's the Grand Canyon!
No, my dad did this with a couple of his golf buddies. They were in Vegas, and they took a helicopter to another golf course like 100 miles away.
Yeah.
And the guy, and it wasn't your typical Las Vegas, let's go fly over the strip type thing.
Right.
This guy took them down. He said, get your seatbelts on and get your cameras ready. Here we go.
Right.
And he dove down to the Grand Canyon and just did this back and forth. And my my dad and his buddy said it was the coolest thing they've ever done.
In a moment. Go ahead, Andrea.
I was just going to say, I'm really excited about it, this Flying Aces thing, and it's just a couple hours away from me, and I promise to tell you more about it next week.
All right. In a moment, more on fruit. The blogs that Andrea has at her website are wonderful, and I get lots of tips out of this. So if you are packing for a hike or something that will give you that outdoor exercise that you need and appreciate this time of year, there are things not to forget. Andrea updates you on that in a moment here on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Andrea Metcalf, the foot... The footness. We were just talking about water skiing on your feet. That's what it was. The fitness guru is here with us. We're talking about how to maintain your fitness level or to achieve new ones. And she's here every week with great tips. She has a great website, which you can connect to at DougStefan.com. One of the things that she writes about is making sure if you're out and taking food with you, you make sure you bring fruit with you. Why?
Well, come on, fruit's one of the best things you can have for you. It's low in calories, high in water, especially in this hot month, and high in fiber. So fruit, I call it Fruit Loops. Don't forget to bring your Fruit Loops with, and make sure you have a, you know, banana, apple, orange. They're great for you.
What do you mean Fruit Loops? You're not talking about the cereal.
No. I mean, loop in the fruit in your diet. You know, I think most Americans only get 1 to 2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
Right.
And in these summer months, I mean, we've got such great harvests here, so take advantage of it. Grapes, yeah. Cherries, peaches, watermelon.
Well, even though we've got this drought going on, there's some wonderful fruit this year. The cherries are very good. The grapes are very good. A lot of the corn is coming early this year. But in terms of fruits themselves, even the watermelon, there's something about whatever it is that's making the fruit much better. So that's a good way. Now, a good way for you to make sure you have a refreshment when you're out working. We talked about the best butt busters last week, and I wondered in terms of whether it's just walking and running. Can you do butt stuff with weights on your shoulder, pick up things and go back and forth? Does that help your legs, your quads, your butt? What does that do?
Absolutely. I mean, just from the butt busters exercises in itself, if you lay on the floor, put your feet on a ball, lift your hips off the ground,
it's
a great glute and hamstring exercise. Yeah, Richie?
I want
you to lay down in the studio right there, put your feet on the ball, and let's see if you can get these done. Can we see that on camera?
Absolutely.
Put it on the camera. That's it. Check it out. You can just. That's right. You can see. Everybody can see. I forgot about it. We're on the camera at DougStefan.com. Andrea Mitchell.
Yeah, or Andrea Metcalf.
Why do I keep doing that?
Her too.
Andrea Metcalf, her too, right, on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Been everywhere this summer, singing Tonight Tonight. Give it up for Hot Shell Ray.
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter, and my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La, 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 whatever. La, la, la.
Hi, Jennifer. La,
la, yeah. La,
what do we know about Hot Cheryl Ray?
We're going out tonight. Not much.
Good. This is not a group that won on America's Got Talent, though, is it?
I don't know. What should we know about Hot Cheryl Ray?
Well, even age is no precursor to understanding some of this stuff. How these people are finding instant fame, it comes and goes just as quickly. What is there this group offers that we wouldn't get from somebody else? Other than
just taking a shot at fame, man.
Talent. Yeah.
Yep. We're all doing that, Richie, though, right?
Taking a shot.
Yep.
I took my shot.
Making it count.
I'm just happy to be here.
Good for you, Richie. We're happy to have you here. So they've eliminated how many different people from this? Anybody watching the show, Jennifer?
I'm not. I hate to say it. I've never been into the show.
There's too many of these things.
Yeah, you've got to make cuts somewhere. This is mine.
Roberta, you watch this? Roberta doesn't watch.
No, I don't. No.
She falls asleep at the drop of a hat. What do they call that? Narcolepsy?
Narcolepsy, yeah.
And then don't forget, you got Simon Cowell's The X Factor coming out. So, I mean, these things are going to be all over the place.
The only reason that's any good is because he's there, and there'll be good chemistry with Paula. Here's an interesting anecdotal side story to Simon. I can usually tell when I look at somebody, whether it's in person or whether I see them on the screen, whether they smoke or not. You can tell by looking at men and women. Doesn't make much difference. I am floored to find out that he's a big smoker.
Really? The Cowell is?
Yeah. So he smokes Cools.
Huh.
And it doesn't. He doesn't have that appearance. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, there's a big lawsuit going on with them.
With whom?
With Simon Cowell's show, The X Factor.
Where? How?
And the creator, Simon Fuller, is suing Fox. He's the one that created American Idol, and he was supposed to get a kickback on The X Factor because it's similar.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently he didn't, so now he's suing Fox and the production company for a big old chunk of cash.
Ooh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about them apples? But speaking of Fox, what's the fallout on Fox of the Rupert Murdoch thing? What is the basic? I know a lot of the talk radio programs are speculating on all of that stuff. I wonder what in reality really, really is the toll that gets taken. Do they lose all credibility because the guy at the top, either he knew about it or he didn't know, it didn't make any difference. The guy at the top takes the heat.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So does it then turn around and fall backwards downstream? Do people start to think, you know what, all that hoopla about fair and balance, that's a bunch of hooey.
I don't know whether Fox News is really taking any heat at this point, but I like the fact that this media monstrosity is being knocked back a bit. I don't like the idea of
so much
of
control
any one company of, having that much control over all of that media.
Yeah, I agree with you, Richie.
Checks and balances, baby.
Yeah.
That's what it's all
about.
And
that's what this is.
Yeah,
it
sure
is. In a sense, that's what it is. Checks and balances.
Speaking I don't care if it's right or left or whatever. It just that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
He owns too much. Too powerful, got too much money, too much influence. Yep. Agree with you. The story today about this pilot who was ordered to give himself surprise drug tests. We were just talking about helicopters, and I saw this. A helicopter pilot who runs his own one-pilot charter company has been ordered by the FAA to adopt a random drug testing program.
Yeah, on himself.
On himself. He owns the helicopter, owns the company, the only employee. This is the government, again, at its worst. So they have applied the random drug test to every
company,
every employee at every facility that's inspected by the FAA. So you think he's going to bust himself? What do you think is going to happen? How silly.
He's probably the one who turned the story over to the press.
Doesn't the FAA have anything more important to do than regulate drug testing on a one-man show? You would think, wouldn't you? Amazing. 28 after.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only. And, Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network. And if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes. Just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
Now at the Home Depot, it's the Summer Home Organization event with low prices on the things you need to bring order to your home. Like a durable four-tier plastic shelving unit for just $24.88. It fits in your garage or closet, so now all your things will have a place. And you'll know where that place is, thanks to a four-tier shelving unit for just $24.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, and I are here to help you heat free all day and more. You can check that out at our Queen of Cheap site, which is a big box on the homepage of DougSteffens.com. Also trying to find Dr. Ken a little early today to discuss the migraine story and what they're all about, what causes them, what do you have to worry about. A lot of heat. Very draining physically. You got to look out. The country is cooking. 141 million Americans, over 1 million square miles, are under a heat alert today. The heat dome that is moving very, very slowly. Central U.S., the East Coast today, it'll be near 100 in New York where you are, Roberta. 102 is predicted for some areas where you are, down where you are, Richie, 102, 103 degrees.
100 degrees in Detroit?
Very dangerous.
Yeah. 102
and it's so
in St.
humid
Louis.
There, that's
yeah.
the thing.
Right, yeah, well, the humidity in St. Louis.
108 in Phoenix, but that's normal for Phoenix.
Right.
Yeah.
This time
of year. It's not bad. It's a dry heat.
106 in Vegas.
Well, we need rain now. I got the last of my corn in and seeing we had a good first crop of hay, but now things are beginning to get dry. Your lawn, I'm betting, is looking dry, Richie. Where you are, upper Midwest, really, the people in Wisconsin and Michigan and in Minnesota, not used to this heat. We always tease my sister, there's one good month, maybe two in Minnesota. Otherwise, why'd you want to live there?
Yeah.
This year, hospitals yesterday in Wichita treated 25 people for heat stroke. 16 in Des Moines, Iowa yesterday, hospitalized because of the heat. Minneapolis yesterday, folks at the Twins game treated for heat issues. There were extra precautions.
The road is buckling there. It's so hot.
Yeah. Didn't Dr. Ken go to a, was it last night he went to the baseball game?
Yeah, Yankees, he went to the Yankees double. Yeah.
That's right, because he sent me a couple of, is he there? Where is he?
I'm dialing him up now.
All right, okay. I want to get to him because I want to talk about the migraine thing. But also, it would be helpful to give you a little bit of information about how you can relieve yourself if you have high temperatures where you are, if you don't have air conditioning. Man, is it taxing. We're so spoiled now. We really are. We've been spoiled by
air conditioning. Can you imagine coming across the country?
Oof. No. Yeah. I mean, not living. I have air conditioning in my home. I have it in the cars, the trucks. Everything.
But, you know, we're spoiled here. Last year, I was in, if you remember, I had to go to Rome for a funeral for two weeks in July.
Right.
It was unbearable.
Yeah.
And there is no air conditioning in Italy. Very, very little.
There's not much in Europe at
very
all.
Very little.
Not much in England. I know that.
I mean, but Rome has all those fountains, so I would just kind of like drop myself into a fountain and be dry in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You'd just get wet.
It's the same way in Colombia, you know, where my wife lives. They don't have AC, and she lives on the Caribbean coast. But
94
there's a nice breeze.
Yesterday in Philadelphia, 99 in Raleigh. Let's see here.
Tomorrow,
Chicago.
They're predicting 100 in New York, which means with the sun, it'll be 120 degrees out there.
Yeah, 108 degrees in Blackwell, Oklahoma. 70-year-old man last week walking down the street.
Roberta.
What are you stopping?
Put your oatmeal down.
What is the matter
with
you?
I'm eating my oatmeal.
Yeah, but for heaven's sakes. So, where's Ken?
Oh, my God.
He's right here. Roberta gone.
The loud bowl.
Ken here.
All right, so Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm a little sleep deprived, but doing okay.
So you went to watch that useless game. So
the
Ken's
best.
Sending me through the game, Rizzi, you'll appreciate this. Ken's sending me these, he calls them future legends.
Yeah,
he's got
I got
a slideshow of these pictures that he's taking of
Derek
these
Jeter
the
sending
game.
Us pictures of Derek Jeter saying future legend.
Not even future, he's there now.
You see, that's the thing. We ought to find out more about Ken. Jeter says hello as he sends me a picture of that. I'm looking at this and laughing.
I just thought you'd want to be close to greatness.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's why I'm close to you. That's as close to greatness as I need to get.
You know, Ken, I would imagine when you were in Florida watching the Yankees, that with all of the Florida citizens that come from New York, there's probably more New York fans there than there are Tampa fans, right?
Absolutely. As usual, good insight. There were definitely more Yankee fans there than Tampa fans.
Yeah. I can see that.
All right. Well, that's okay. So you had a good time anyway at the game.
It was great. The drive back was tough with the I-4 closed, but the game was unbelievable.
Why is
pitching
I-4
was
closed?
Unbelievable.
Why is the I-4 closed?
They were doing some construction.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe related to the I-405. Did you see, by the way, the picture? Roberta saw a picture that she sent around to all of us. There were a group of people who decided last Saturday night, because the 405 was shut down, they had a dinner party in the middle of the highway.
Yeah, they took a table, chairs, the glasses, the supperware, the whole thing,
right, yeah.
And just set it up on the road since
on
it was empty.
On the empty freeway, Matt Corrigan,
That's
his wife
cool.
Amanda, and a friend named Barry. Last week, they decided they'd have some fun as it was shut down, so they thought of the most outlandish thing they could do in the middle of the freeway. How about a dinner party? So the pictures are great. I know exactly where they are. You see, Jennifer, did you see the picture?
I did.
Yeah, you know exactly where they are. And looking at that, it's just, I can't even begin to imagine how that stretch of roadway is normally, no matter what time of day it is, clogged. That is one of the pieces of this 10-mile pie, and it's one of the. It's not on the hill. It's just really very interesting. It's sort of when you come to the bottom of the hill before sunset, I think, is where.
What was funny, Doug, about this is, you know, the news media was out in force, thinking there was going to be some huge problem to report on.
Oh, yeah. Nothing.
And when there wasn't, and it was just so overblown, they were bored, and they had to keep. I mean, the people kept cutting to them because they had made all this time for these news reports.
Yeah,
so the big story was the news media walking on the freeway because they could for the only time ever.
Just stupid stuff. All right, so let's get to a couple of problems that are part of the news. One of them has to do with all this heat and what people need. When it's hot like this, now your office, Lake Cardiology, is down in Orlando, so you're around the heat all the time. What special problem does that present to people, no matter what their age, Ken? What sort of problems do you see in your office related to this kind of heat?
Well, Floridians get smart after being here for at least one summer, and they realize that it's going to take a little more energy, and you don't want to get dehydrated. You want to stay around air conditioning and just plan, if you can, to stay out of the sun between 10 and 3 p.m. when it's the strongest.
All right, so that's it. Between 10, the hours of 10 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, sun is brightest, strongest at the central point in the sky. Imagine being in the subway, because there's no air conditioning in the subway.
Yeah.
Down in, no matter what city you're in.
There's air conditioning in the New York City subways, in some of them.
Oh, where?
Well, some of them.
Where? Give me one place we can go.
It's usually cool because you're so far underground.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but
it's
not
be worse.
In Boston, it isn't. Boston, they've had all kinds of trouble with the subways the last couple of days. As a matter of fact, the mayor said yesterday that it wasn't safe to ride in the subways until 9 o'clock at night.
Wow. You know, I was talking to somebody once who lived in Arizona or Phoenix or, you know, somewhere around in that area.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how it gets to be 115, 110 degrees in the summer. I'm like, how do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the same way you deal with 28 degrees in January and a foot of snow.
Just get used to it.
We
That's
stay
all.
Inside.
Yeah.
We say, in the summertime, we stay inside. In the wintertime, we go out. In the wintertime, you stay inside. In the summertime, you go out. It's just flip-flop for us.
Right. There are demands being placed on the energy providers. Pretty interesting to see how all these guys are making their excuses as to why the power is blowing up everywhere. But it is something just to keep yourself aware of. Now, the other thing, Ken, is this discussion. Yesterday, we were talking about the NFL and the suits being brought by the players because of the headgear not being appropriate. The situation today that isn't, well, I don't know whether it was caused by the same thing or not. That's what I wanted to find out from you. A lot of questions today about migraines because of the story, Michelle Bachmann having enough of a problem so that they basically dislocate her for 3 or 4 days at a time. And I, other than saying I thought it was sort of sexist that we were having this conversation, and then I found out that three times as many women have this problem than men.
Well, it is much more common in women, but the important thing about migraine headaches is that they're not all the same. To some people, they're well controlled with medications. You can prevent them with some medications, and when they come on, they're mild in form. But there are others where, beyond dizziness and fatigue, they can be disabling and lead to greater risk of stroke and heart problems. So you can't say that one size fits all. And according to the House doctor, the congressional doctor, they're saying that hers are not so bad, that they're well controlled with prescription medications and have not gotten in the way of her campaign or impaired her services in the Congress.
Now, who said that? Not her staff didn't say that.
That the House doctor in the Congress.
This isn't about her necessarily, although she brings it to the surface.
The key is that it's variable. It's case by case. Some are very well controlled and some are not.
So you remember the fellow who worked for me that died last year? He'd been my mechanic on the farm for 6 or 7 years and was a student of mine when he was in junior high school when I was teaching school a number of years ago. He had migraines that would put him out of circuit. He would be 24 to 48 hours. He couldn't do anything except go home and try to go to bed. And one wonders what he died of, an aneurysm. Is there something in the circulation? It seemed to me you and I are somewhere along the line. I've had a conversation that led me to believe this was a circulatory issue or could lead to either their indicator of heart and circulatory problems or leads to it.
Severe migraines are not linked to aneurysms. Severe migraines are linked to an increased risk of stroke and sometimes heart attacks, but this is just a small subgroup, and many are very well controlled and many function around you, and you don't even know they have them.
Mm-hmm. And the difference, remember you and I have talked about ocular migraines, where I have these from time to time, where your eyes become like the best analogy I can come up with is when you're watching cable TV and the cable goes out and everything sort of stops or becomes like blocks on the screen, that sort of thing. Why do they call them ocular migraines? Because there's no pain associated with them at all.
Well, headaches that are due to vascular issues in the brain, these migraine headaches, they also sometimes have unusual sensory changes associated with them. And some people who have migraine headaches have unique and sometimes not unique visual changes associated with them. And you can add ocular facet to these migraine headaches to some people who have them, but not everybody.
Huh. All right. So that's that wasn't the story we were thinking about when it came to migraines, but it's good.
I think people are concerned whether she's a viable candidate, and I don't think you can generalize. You have to know her specific case individually.
She may or may not be a viable candidate, but it's not because of this, in essence.
I'm just talking medically.
Yeah, no, I understand. But there are people who say, well, if she's out of whack for 3 days at a time, how do you be president? And then there's the business about whether she could be addicted. Is when you take drugs for something like this, can you get addicted to them?
It depends how severe your headaches are. And again, it's very variable. We can't generalize. We have to know her specific situation. Mm-hmm. And the doctor, again, I'm quoting the doctor in the House of Representatives, says that she functions well, but that's one doctor. I wonder how much he knows about her.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in a moment. His report includes an understanding of stress when you are having children, if you're pregnant. What does putting yourself under stress do to the children that you are going to bear? That story coming right up here on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Stockwell. You heard me talk endlessly about health and nutrition on my national show. I have discussed vitamins, enzymes, minerals, and herbs. What you've not heard me discuss is the importance of food on hand, food in the food closet or pantry, food on the table. It's not easy these days feeding your family a balanced meal of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Would you like some free samples of what I'm talking about? There's no catch, no obligation. You don't have to give us the name of your firstborn child. This is truly free food. We believe that you'll enjoy this food so much that we will let the food do its own talking. It is delicious. It takes a lot to impress me. You know my love affair with food. But this is good tasting, healthy food. No hydrogenated fats, no MSG, 20-year shelf life, and the samples are free. Just go to jackstockwell.com and click on free food. It will be shipped right away. There's a small shipping and handling fee. 12 servings of free food. Do it now.
All right, let's get to the heart of the medical matters of the day at 12 minutes before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, brought to you by the folks in this wonderful family company, Natron, and their Healthy Trinity Brilliant Probiotics, and how they handle this. This is from stem to stern. This is a family that knows how to do this, Ken. They have been doing it for 30-some-odd years, and they have got the lock on prevention. This is, I wrote down, prevention personified here.
Doug, I think Natron is the leading manufacturer of probiotics worldwide. Good bacteria in our bodies, they can be destroyed by antibiotics, stress, pollution, and food contaminants, and may make us vulnerable to infection and disease. The product is delivered straight from their manufacturing plant in Southern California to your door. It's packed in ice, and it's handled like plasma.
If you mention Good Day Health, you'll get 20% off your order and a free book called The Power of Probiotics by Natron founder and probiotics pioneer Natasha Trenev. It's really very helpful. All of these things, the product, the free 14-day supply, the book, the information, I mean, it's just the whole thing is an accomplishment. This family's done wonderful work, and you will get the results of it when you call 888- 9-Natron to order some of this product. Take the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy tummy within 90 days, they give you your money back. 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. That translates to 888-962-8736. So what's the story with women who are putting themselves through a lot of stress in pregnancy?
These old cliches, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. This is out of Translational Psychiatry Journal. This week, children born to mothers who are highly stressed during pregnancy exhibit genetic changes, Doug, that may make them more vulnerable to stress themselves.
And this, sort of along with that, your personality, does that dictate whether or not you'll be heavy or not?
Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, people who are impulsive, aggressive, or risk takers are more likely to weigh more, according to this study.
And taller people are at heightened risk for something that sort of surprises me.
Lancet Oncology this week, tall folks may be more likely than shorter people to develop cancer. Among women with breast cancer, ovarian, uterine, and bowel cancer, and leukemia or melanoma, they appear to be up to 16% greater likelihood for every 4-inch bump in stature. May explain the increased risk of cancer that occurred in the last several decades.
Wow, because people are growing taller.
Exactly.
Very interesting. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you can always count on him for lots of great important information that you'll be thinking about through the day. Check him out through DougStephan.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Question. Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
As I'm a colony, try all of colony. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Heard this song on Monday at Disneyland.
Did you?
Yeah, that's all it's
good. This is Robin Williams from the movie Aladdin, Friend Like Me. Robin is having his 60th birthday today, so we celebrate that. As we begin with movie music on Movie Moments, Chuck Curry is here to give us some movie news. We have our movie trivia contest all wrapped into one cute little vehicle here at 54 past the hour. Let's get to the contest. And see if you can figure out, again, this is a Robin Williams film. Maybe that will help you to narrow it down. We have three audios from the video, audio clips. We'll play them for you. You listen. You decide if you know what the movie is. You call us at 800-510-8255. You know the right name of the movie, and you're the first one on. We'll give you a swell prize as long as you haven't won before in Movie Moments. Here's the first clue.
Some men are born great. Others have greatness thrust upon them.
Help anybody?
Seems like it should be the one I think it is, but...
It's not.
Okay.
800-5. How do you like that, Chucker? Pretty definitive, huh?
I know. Was you it knew a, right it, away.
Was it a hit or a miss at the box office?
Hit.
Okay.
Quite a big hit. I deplored it, in fact.
Oh, okay. Right? So it's not what I'm thinking of.
No. I told you it wasn't what you were thinking of. I know how you think. Okay. 800-510-8255. Next clip.
I never shot a wild beast. I'm not even brave enough to tell that beautiful woman I love her.
Ah.
But you.
Okay, that's
you
got to
finish the job this time.
Yeah.
You can't quit.
Got it.
I'm made of wax, Larry. Yeah. What are you made of?
Got it.
Isn't that Give It Away, Chucker?
Yeah, I know it.
Great, yeah. Great movie.
No,
actually, both of them are really good.
Creepy, crawly creatures all over the place. 800-510-8255. Last clue.
Theodore Roosevelt, 26th president of these United States of America. Yeah. At your service.
He all right. Was great in this.
800. Yeah, he's very good. This is a good role for him. 800-510-8255. Know the name. Help yourself. Chucker has movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites, while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, you'll get to our to the phone. We'll get to the answer to the quiz after Chucker brings us up to date with some movie news.
Here's an interesting story, Doug. Actor Ben Stiller officially signing on to star and also direct a remake of a popular Danny Kaye 1947 film, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, playing the character of a daydreamer who falls in love. This has been in the remake pipeline for at least a decade. Finally, it's going to get done. Jim Carrey was originally attached about 5 years ago, but Ben Stiller will get the role. And one other bit of news, after trying to get a remake off the ground of John Carpenter's cult action film Escape from New York, New Line Cinema and Warner Brothers have dropped the project, couldn't come up with the right actor or script.
Why would they give it to Kurt Russell, who did the same thing in L.A.?
No, he's too old for that now.
What do you mean he's too old for it?
I guess they just don't want it. But, in my opinion, there's only one Snake Plissken, and that's Kurt Russell. It's
that's
sort of like
saying, right.
It's like recasting Dirty Harry. Yeah, right. It's not going to work.
Can't do it. Why, is somebody trying to do that?
No, I don't think so, but probably remade about 70% of everything to be remade, so we'll probably get to it eventually.
This is the anniversary of the second re-release of E.T. the Extraterrestrial. This weekend, 1985, Back to the Future is the number one film at the box office, but E.T. grossed $8.8 million, which in 1985 wasn't bad, right? Under the circumstances. 800-510-8255. Let's get the name of the mystery movie, Bo. What do you think it is?
Hercules.
Hercules is not correct. Judah, what do you think it is?
I think it's Jumanji.
Jumanji. That's a really good guess. Close, but no cigar. Jeff in North Carolina, what is it?
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
From 2006, the first one. Robin Williams in that with Ben Stiller. Who else is in that movie? Those are the only two that I can remember. And obviously Chuck can't remember any of the
originals. Dick Van Dyke was in it too, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, there it is. You got the prize, sir. That's what's important. Thank you very much, Chuck Curry, and his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check it out through DougStephan.com.